Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. It's a big getaway day for the unofficial end of summer. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more on Labor Day weekend travel at Philadelphia International Airport.
At the airport, officials say close to 109,000 people are flying in and out today alone. And for the overall Labor Day travel period, it's a 9% increase compared to the same time last year, with 819,000 passengers. There were really long lines to get through TSA for the first flights out. At its peak here at Terminals D&E, it was over 45 minutes.
Never. I've been here many times, and it's never been like this. But yes, this is Labor Day, so I'm sure a lot of people are going elsewhere.
For Linda, elsewhere was Phoenix to visit some friends.
As always, officials are urging travelers to get to the airport a few hours ahead of time and have some patience. A judge has scheduled an emergency hearing for this morning regarding recent SEPTA cuts. Attorneys representing riders are asking the court to require SEPTA to figure out their budget issues and resume regular service. SEPTA officials have said that without state funding, they have no other option but to cut service. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb will be in the courtroom and have the full story later today. Philadelphia officials say they will use a portion of city money to restore some bus routes that serve school students. About a dozen combined buses and trolleys will see their schedules return to normal. The money comes from a $135 million transit subsidy in the city's 2026 budget. SEPTA spokesperson Andrew Bush described it as an innovative solution to help make sure kids can get to school on time. But even as students get a boost, other riders are bracing for more cuts and a fare increase next week. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
With word that Democrats are open to a Republican proposal to dip into the Public Transportation Trust Fund to provide increases in mass transit funding, SEPTA General Manager Scott Sauer says he's encouraged.
As long as they're still finding those commonalities, then I think we're inching closer to something.
But without a deal, he says SEPTA is moving ahead to raise fares by more than 21% on Monday and reduce regional rail service by 20% on Tuesday. He says a hiring freeze will take effect next month.
We are hoping to attrit our way to a reduced headcount. We'll start that in September.
Sauer says SEPTA loses about 100 workers a month to attrition.
The longer we go into this process, if we lose too many people, it becomes very difficult to reverse back to the service levels we were providing last week.
And he says if SEPTA needs to begin layoffs, they wouldn't start until 2026. 20 years ago today, Hurricane Katrina made landfall on the Gulf Coast, devastating New Orleans and kicking off a years-long recovery process. Former KYW Suburban Bureau Chief and anchor Brad Siegel was in New Orleans in what was supposed to be a weekend trip to drop his son off at college, but ended up being a week-long front row seat to one of the worst natural disasters in American history.
Brad Siegel was in New Orleans when Hurricane Katrina hit on August 28, 2005, to drop his son off for his freshman year at Tulane University. He says he was out on Canal Street the night after watching the storm blow through, and while there was damage, they thought they'd drop their son off the next morning, then head back to Philly.
Little did we know that the levees in New Orleans were overwhelmed by the water, and when we woke up the next morning, there was 6 feet of water surrounding our hotel.
Siegel and his family were trapped in the hotel until Thursday with no electricity. No running water and limited supplies and safety concerns as 80% of New Orleans was underwater, that water loaded with sewage and disease.
We had a front row seat to the looting, the fires that were being set on Canal Street, what was going on outside. We had heavily armed New Orleans police officers in our hotel.
With limited fuel, the hotel could run the backup generator for short periods, the only time the phones would work, allowing Brad to call into KYW and go live with anchors and to find out what was going on outside his hotel. Siegel says he knows he and his family family were lucky they had security supplies, though limited, and a home to go back to, while many residents of New Orleans lost everything.
He's visited New Orleans several times since, calling it his adopted city. That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Excludes Civic Si and Type R.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.